I was distracted, but I was thinking the moral of this story, or the real bad people in the story, are the fellow servants who tattle about him afterwards. The moral should be don't tattle. But no, obviously that's not what our Lord was getting at. Just to be very simple and to the point, like, our Lord's revealing so much. And our world today doesn't understand, why am I here? What is life about? What's the purpose? You know. And here, God kind of shares, Jesus shares, like, the purpose of your life. The meaning of your existence, I mean, there's a lot of models to help you understand it, but in this case, this image of something on loan to you, something you're borrowing, an investment of someone else. You are God's investment. It's a heavy investment, a lot. And the whole point is, at the end of the journey, anybody have, I don't, my dad's big in investments, he does that, that's his job, investments and all those kinds of things. The two of us knew that I was going to be broke in some way, shape, or form, so I might as well choose it voluntarily and be a priest. But, the idea is you invest money, and over time you want it to give some return in the market. And in this case, I just feel like the servant brought forward, it says he owed the master a huge amount. And if we're honest with ourselves, God has invested so much in my personal life. And haven't I squandered so many times the blessings God gave me, the lights and insights God gave me, the history God gave me? I look at, like, the impact, we think of Jesus' phrase, to whom more has been given, more was expected. And I think if we're honest, we could say, well, I'm being found wanting, because I've been given much. And the sins I've given into, the shortcomings in my life, like, wow, I didn't have a right. So much more I could have done, and yet I squandered it. And the whole point is, at the end, the master has every right. You should lose everything. That's an honest self-analysis. But the good news is, the story didn't end there, because it took a little appeal to the mercy of God, and I've been forgiven so much. Tremendously forgiven alone that I could never have paid back. I actually like the fact that it says he could never have paid back alone, and the kid says to the master, but I'll pay you back in full. You can't. You just can't. You were never going to pay it back in full. He paid it back in full on the cross. That's the only way it could be paid back. The master took your debt upon himself. He swallowed the loss. He took the hit. Like, we're talking about food for the fire nights, and Father Steve saying, I want Ruth's Chris, we'll take a hit. Well, nobody else is supporting that, so we won't do Ruth's Chris, but anyway, we will do Zia's, and we'll take a hit, and we'll swallow that. But someone else pays the debt for us to have that gift that God wants us to have. It's important that we start there, because that's why forgiving our brothers and sisters makes any sense at all. Because someone forgave me first, and I didn't deserve it. And that same someone forgave me, not seven times, and God said, all right, seven, you're up, strike out. He's forgiven me seven times seven times 70 times 700 times, I mean, just a lot. 490 times, right? Anybody have been forgiven by God more than 490 times? Like, a lot. So it's important we start there in order to then realize that the offense given me by my brother or my sister, or my neighbor, what am I going to say? You're forgiven. I got nothing to hold against you. I've been forgiven everything. We just ask the Lord to help us realize that's the kingdom of heaven on earth. We have to experience that love a little more personally, a little more deeply, that it would be real in our lives and how we treat one another. Amen? Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, pray for us.